Welcome to A Cup of Joe, a weekly podcast discussing life and business. Grab a coffee and get comfortable. Here's your host, Joseph Rubelli.
In today's episode, we start talking about rejection and how people deal with this differently. We're also talking about assumption and how you're probably making one right now. And finally, we're discussing whether you're action or pride. Let's dive in. Hello everyone, this is Joseph. Welcome back to my podcast. Here we are, ready for a new week. I'm here with a cappuccino today. I wanted to go for a change. I couldn't sleep really well last night, so I decided to go with a lighter coffee just because otherwise I'm just gonna literally jump off the wall. So I wanted to say thank you to all the people that took the time last week to tune in. And the feedback from the podcast was great, and loads of you messaged me and mentioned me on Instagram story. I reposted quite a few of you. Loads of you tried the 5-second rule, and I got really good feedback. There was this girl on email, she said to me, oh my God, this is great. I finally managed to go to the gym in the morning. Joseph, this is such a great rule. Thank you so much for sharing. And I said, well done to you. Going to the gym in the morning, I have to say, it is a challenge for me as well sometimes. So it's not great. Well, my challenge was cooking, and I managed to do
just a
toast. There is my husband here in the studio with me, and he's just like looking at me and saying, well, cooking, I wouldn't say. Well, let me tell you, from nothing to a toast, there is an achievement. Anyway, the first topic we're talking about today is something that we all fear and we deal with every day. It's rejection. How did I come up with this? Well, my cousin just moved to London a couple of weeks ago now, and he just moved here, started a new journey, and it's really cool because we started to, I love when my family come to visit me here because we do a little bit of a tourist thing, which I normally wouldn't do. So we were like walking around Hyde Park, and we kind of took a trip back to memory lane, and he said to me, do you remember when we had our birthday party in Italy and we were 7 and nobody showed up? And I was like, oh,
I know.
I actually... Yeah, exactly. He's here as well. Loads of people here with me in the studio, by the way. Anyway, no, it's really funny because, you know, I was just like, well, I don't really remember this. I was like, yeah, how can you not remember? I was like, oh yeah, actually, you're right. It was actually traumatizing because I was born in August, which is brilliant because it's really warm and it's great. And I obviously, you know, when you live in Italy, it's really sunny and it's just beautiful to have the birthday, you know, really, you know, cool weather. But if you're a kid and it's August, all your friends are on holiday and they are on vacation. So whenever you do a birthday party, nobody show up. But, you know, that time we wanted to kind of be, I always been really stubborn, but, you know, I said to I remember my grandma helped me at the time, and she was just like, well, you know, honey, we can do it, but nobody's going to come. And I was like, oh, don't be silly. Everybody's going to come. You know, I'm always been very positive and everything. But, you know, I wasn't really realistic to realize that I actually should have checked before. So me and Steve decided to do, Steve is my cousin, we decided to do a party together. So we got quite a few confirmations. So we got really excited. I was like, you see, I was right. People are coming. It's great. And actually on the day, I think four people come, like, literally, I think probably 2 people. Out of 15 people that we invited, 2 people. So pretty much nobody show up. It might not sound like a big deal, but when you're 7, it can be quite tough. I mean, even when you're an adult, but when you're a kid and nobody comes to your party, it can be quite traumatizing. So the whole conversation got me thinking how even when you're an adult, this fear of rejection never actually goes away. Think about it. We live in the world of social media. We daily scroll your Instagram or your Facebook. We like picture of one another. We are waiting to be liked. We are waiting to be comment on pictures or whatever. It's literally today's subject in terms of likes on Instagram, because Instagram started to hide the likes in some country. I think they started in Canada. I talk about it on social media last week myself. And I think it's a great thing because there is so much pressure about how many likes picture have, and, you know, people start to compare themselves too much and they don't focus on the actual content of the picture. That leads us to another subject, which is comparison. But, you know, in terms of what I wanted to say, we're all looking for the approval from other people because there is a fear of rejection. You need to look in a certain way. You need to be in a certain way. Otherwise, what happens? You get rejected. Well, let me tell you, when I started to work as a content creator, one of the first thing I did, as I guess everybody on Instagram, but even in general on social media, is go to somebody else's profile, somebody that you follow, and then you start looking at their pictures. How do they look? What do they wear? Where do they go on holiday? What do they eat? And you start to compare yourself and say, well, I don't look great all the time. I'm not like maybe having a great body like this influencer does, or I don't wear designers all the time. And you start thinking, well, is this what I have to do to not be rejected? Well, let me tell you, no, it isn't. When Instagram started launching the Instagram stories, I started to use and to share within my community a different part of my life. People were not seeing just great pictures and, you know, just beautiful polished snapshot and whatever. It was more of our authentic and human reality behind the profile. And this is why I really like them now, because you can really share a different side of your life. And I started to connect with different people based on just my stories. You know, people react to the stories and they engage with you. You share your thoughts, how you feel on a certain day. We are only human. We don't feel amazing and great every day. Sometimes I will not sleep very well and I will say, good morning, everyone. I didn't sleep really well. Does it happen to you as well that you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and it's just, you can't sleep anymore? And, you know, by just sharing how you feel, you can make a connection with people, which is great. Because by actually day-to-day things, I started to connect with so many incredible people. And talking about connection, I got a message from this gorgeous American girl a couple of weeks ago. I went to her page and I thought she was a model. But actually, she turned out to be a psychologist. So she started to share with me her new project, which is kind of a new social experiment. So she opened her house weekly every Tuesday for a couple of hours, and she started to welcome people for a coffee and a chat. She's been doing this for a few weeks, and I was really curious, actually, to know why she was doing this. So she said to me, Joe, we all connected here 24/7, but actually, we all are very lonely. So she wanted to use her house as a platform to connect with new people. I got really interested, so I wanted to kind of dive in a little bit more. So I said to her, how did you do this? So she put an advert online within her region. She put like a Facebook advert and she created a little bit of buzz. She got quite a few responses and then she decided to have a first open date. So the first week she did it, she set the whole house up with coffee and cookies and a few people came. The second week, a little less, just two people came. The third week, actually, nobody came at all. So as it happens, you know, when you're really excited about something and it doesn't go in the way you expect it to go, you kind of feel a little bit down. So the fourth week, she decided to take it a little slower. So she's having breakfast and taking her time to get ready. And as it always happens, people knock on the door and say, where is the event? So she wasn't really ready. She didn't have any makeup on. She was still in her pajama. But the meeting actually was great. People felt connected. It came back again. And the reason being was the fact that there was no filter, but just real feeling. So I guess the outcome here is, how can we expect people to really know who we are if we don't share how we feel? Let's Google the word assumption. What's the result? A thing that is accepted as true or as certain to happen without proof. Personally, I can relate this to myself a lot. When it comes to friendship, I consider myself a very practical person. If you have any problem or you need anything, I will definitely come to help you no matter what. You call me, I'm the first person to call and I'm there. What my weak points are is that I don't usually ask too many questions. I will come to you and say, how are you today? And I will expect you to tell me if there is anything wrong, because this is what I do. If anything is wrong with me, I would just say it. But I guess not everyone is the same. And this is exactly what happened lately. My approach created loads of misunderstanding within my friendships. So from the beginning of the year, I started to work a lot on my behavior and my approach towards relationship and friendships. Now, I kind of think twice before I connect with someone and I say, instead of saying, how are you today? I would go like, well, how is life treating you? What's going on? And you know, it's just really simple, because it is a matter of just changing the way you talk to people to realize that you actually care. And I don't do this within being selfish or anything. It's just a matter of, we all are different, and a big mistake that we all do is interact with people and expecting the answer in the way we will answer, but obviously we are all different. So exactly what I did a couple of days ago, I sent a voice note to a friend of mine. She doesn't live in London anymore. I was about to say, how are you? What's going on? And then I said, well, actually, hold on. I said, what's going on? How is life treating you? What happens? And this kind of leads me to my next question, which is, are you willing to take action, or do you have too much pride? When it comes to relationships, whether it's inviting a bunch of strangers into your house for a coffee, or it's about keeping in touch with old friends who have moved away, I often wonder just how many people we really let into our lives. Sometimes we might just be too proud to really let people in. And that leads me to my question to you this week. Are you willing to take action, reach out to old friends, ask them how they feel, and tell them how things are going for you? Or is pride getting in the way? So, are you action or are you pride? So there you have it. That's my question for you this week. I would be so grateful if you could let me know your thoughts. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure you leave me a review. And don't forget to tune in next week for a new episode.
You've been listening to A Cup of Joe with Joseph Rubelli. Don't forget to subscribe. And for more information, check the website at www.josephrubelli.com. You can also follow on Instagram at Joseph Rubelli. Thanks for listening.